Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, a little later on, we're going to have breakfast, and we'll have a quartet of songs by quartets. But to get us started, for no particular reason other than I seem to have come across a lot of such songs lately, here are some songs which have parentheses in their titles. I don't know why a composer would put part of a song title in parentheses. I can't think of any book titles that do that. You know, this sounds like a topic for Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes.
Have you ever noticed those songs with parentheses in the titles? Why is that?
In any case, there are a lot more song titles that have the parenthetic portion at the end of the title rather than the beginning. But we're going to play a set of each, starting off with Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Here we are in love. Got no money, but there's a million in your smile so sunny. Who needs money, honey? Here we are rolling in love. We can't buy filet mignon, but we'll carry on till our dreams come true. Food doesn't worry me. A plate of stew can be a banquet, dear, with you. Just got $2. Won't somebody lend us just a few bucks? And with a few bucks, we'll get a license, we'll pay the preacher, and we'll keep on rolling in love. We're just poor folks. Won't you kindly break the news to your folks? Though we're poor folks, here we are rolling in love. God knows money, but there's a million in your smile so sunny. Who needs money, honey? Here we are rolling in love. And by filet mignon, but we'll carry on till our dreams come true. Food doesn't worry me. A plate of stew can be a banquet, dear, with you. Just got $2. Won't somebody lend us just a few bucks? With a few bucks, oh, we'll get license. We'll pay the preacher, and we'll keep on rolling in love.
Some parenthetic songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started the show with Ted Weems and his orchestra, and Perrins, You're Just a Great Big, close Perrins, Baby Doll, written by Perry Alexander, Joe Darcy, and Louis Hersher, and recorded on September 4th, 1928. The vocalist was saxophone and clarinetist Thomas Parker Gibbs. Gibby, as he was known to the band, was born in 1905 and is the co-composer of Spring Fever. Then, from the 1935 W.C. Fields picture The Old-Fashioned Way, we heard Joe Morrison with an unknown piano accompanist and Mack Gordon and Harry Revel's Perrins' Here We Are, close Perrins, Rollin' in Love. That's from a rehearsal record made in May of 1934, which accounts for Joe's false start at the beginning. Rehearsal records were made to give the artist a chance to practice singing a song before the actual soundtrack was recorded. Joe Morrison played Wally Livingston in The Old-Fashioned Way, and he also starred in Burns and Allen's 1935 film Love in Bloom, as well as several other pictures that year before disappearing from the scene, and nothing is known about his activities after the mid-1930s. Continuing this parenthetic set of songs on Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Hal Kemp and his orchestra.
Thank you. and blue, I'm marching home to you. Mile by mile, town by town, to a love that is true, I'm marching home to you. I'm tired of striving for success, seeking happiness, where did it get me, where did it get me? Roaming here and there, wandering everywhere, what did it get me? Regret and sorrow, step by step, mile by mile, with my troubles I'm through, I'm marching home to you.
I would pine, but you came along just in time. For like a little blue bird, you flew through my door and brought the joy that I've been waiting for. I'm singing a song, the whole world's in rhyme, 'cause you came along just in time.
A couple more parenthetic songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. That was Billy Hayes and his orchestra, and Perrin's You Came Along, close Perrin's, Just in Time, recorded April 26, 1929. That record will have its 73rd birthday in a couple of weeks. The vocalist was Andrew T. Stanton, and also in the band, Carson Robison. Just in Time was preceded by the Carolina Club Orchestra from February 15, 1929, and Perrin's Step by Step, Mile by Mile, close Perrin's, I'm Marching Home to You. Bandleader Hal Kemp was born on March 27, 1905, in Marion, Alabama. His sister taught him piano, and he also learned the clarinet. While in high school, he led his own five-piece band called the Merrymakers, and in 1924 he was a student at the University of North Carolina, where he joined the 10-piece student band known as the Carolina Club Orchestra, and he soon became the band's leader. They got an engagement at the Piccadilly Hotel in London and was good enough to be recorded by Columbia in Britain. The vocalist on I'm Marching Home to You was Arthur Fields. We'll have another set of parenthetic songs coming up in a bit. In the meantime, we have a quartet of quartets, which we'll get to right after this. Last week, on April 11th in 1936, the SPEBSQSA was founded. That's the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. There are about 35,000 members in 1,100 chapters in every state and province of the U.S. and Canada. By the way, Sweet Adeline, the song that became a favorite of barbershop quartets, was written in 1903 by Richard Gerard and Henry Armstrong, and there really was a Sweet Adeline. She was opera singer Adelina Patti. So to commemorate the SPEBSQSA, we have some songs by some quartets, starting off with the Lyric Quartet.
Quiet little fool. think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that mother takes a walk. Mom's a word when we meet. Be a mason, don't repeat. Ain't your eyes, are you wise? Goodbye.
It rained that Saturday. Give me 3, 4, 5, 6 names. Nellie dear, prepare, I'm on my way. When he rang her front doorbell, no one there responded to his call. Soon he heard his pretty Nell singing to somebody in the hall. Call me up some rainy afternoon. Then again, how's the evening for a spoon? Call around tomorrow night. We can then put out the fire in the furnace. My mama will sure be out of town. She'll be entertained by Mr. Brown. My papa won't be round. He will call on Mrs. Brown. Angel pet, don't forget. Goodbye.
Call me up some rainy afternoon. I'm a rain for a quiet, for a quiet little spoon. Think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that mother takes a walk. Mom's a word when we meet. Be amazing, don't repeat. Are you wise? Goodbye.
The first two of a quartet of quartets on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with the Lyric Quartet and Down Among the Sheltering Palms. The Lyric Quartet was formed in 1906 and made their first recording for Victor on April 2, 1906. Down Among the Sheltering Palms was recorded in 1915, toward the end of the group's life. The original members were Harry McDonough, Frank C. Stanley, Elise Stevenson, and Corinne Morgan. Harry McDonough was the only member who remained through personnel changes, and at the time of this recording, the group probably consisted of McDonough, Reinald Werenrath, Olive Klein, and Elsie Baker. Then it was Ada Jones, assisted by the American Quartet, and Call Me Up Some Rainy Afternoon from 1910. The name American Quartet was used by a number of ensembles, including one which included Harry McDonough. The most popular American quartet was formed in 1909 and originally consisted of first tenor John Beeling, second tenor Billy Murray, baritone Steve Porter, and bass William F. Hooley. Here's another pair of quartets on Rapidly Rotating Records.
The bells of St. Mary are here, they are calling. The young love, the true love, will come from the sea. And so my beloved, when red leaves are falling, the love stands and rings and sings for you and me. Oh, what a gal was Mary. Oh, what a pal was she. An angel was born on Easter morn, and God sent her down to me. Part of my heart was Mary. So
love lingers on for Mary.
The weather, when we get together, we have a jubilee. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
What's the deuce to be there? What's the deuce to be there?
Hail, hail, we're full of cheer.
What's the deuce to be there?
Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
What's the deuce to be there? What's the deuce?
One another, we do.
We do.
We do.
We do.
We do.
We do.
With brotherly love, and it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's one for all, the big and small. It's always me for you. No matter the weather, when we get together, we drink a toast or two. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
What's the deuce to be there? What's the deuce to be there?
Hail, hail, we're full of cheer.
What's the deuce to be there?
For a good time we go,
we go,
we go,
we go,
we go,
we go.
There's nothing we do that is slow,
it's slow,
it's slow,
it's slow,
it's slow. Of joy we get our share, you bet, the gang can tell you so. No matter the weather, when we get together, we sing this song, you know. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
What's the deuce to be there? What's the deuce to be there?
Hail, hail, we're full of cheer.
What's the deuce to be there?
From February of 1918, Irving Kaufman, assisted by the Columbia Male Quartet, and Hail, Hail, the Gang's All Here. The Columbia Quartet was formed in the late 1890s and was a forerunner to the Peerless Quartet. It originally consisted of first tenor Albert Campbell, second tenor James Kent Renard, baritone Joe Belmont, and bass Joe Majors. Others who sang in it included Steve Porter, Arthur Collins, Henry Burr, and Frank C. Stanley, who became manager of the group. Other Columbia quartets included the Columbia Mixed Quartet and the Columbia Stellar Quartet. Before Irving Kaufman, it was the Peerless Quartet in 1920 and Popular Medley No. 2, consisting of the Bells of St. Mary's, Oh, What a Pal Was Mary, and My Baby's Arms. The Peerless Quartet was the most successful vocal group to record during the acoustic era. It was formed in 1906 by Frank C. Stanley, who was the group's manager until his death from pneumonia at age 41 in 1910 when Henry Burr took over as manager. The last issued recording by the group was Old Names of Old Flames on November 11, 1927, and the group disbanded in 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Have a request or comment about the show? You can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with another set of parenthetic songs when we return right after this. In the first segment of the show, we had a set of songs with parenthetic phrases at the beginning of their titles. This segment, we've got a set of songs with parenthetic phrases at the end of their titles. Here's Isham Jones and his orchestra.
Forever on my mind, no matter what I do, I find that you're always in my heart and forever on my mind. When I'm all alone and gloomy clouds appear, those gloomy clouds are silver lined, 'cause you're always in my heart and forever on my mind. A world of hopes about you. You're part of me, dear. I'm part of you. Life would be an empty shell without you. A love like this I never knew. Living just for you, today, tomorrow too. And when I leave this world behind, you'll be always in my heart and forever on my mind. Thank you.
don't need a mansion, a little shack will do. Any corner is a cozy corner with a sweet little girl like you. An attic would be heaven if there's just room for two. For any corner is a cozy corner with a sweet little girl like you. Everywhere you stray, shadows run away, for they know there's no room. And through rainy hours, there instead of showers, we see flowers in bloom. It's great to face the future with happy days in view. For any corner is a cozy corner with a sweet little girl like you.
Ted Weems and his orchestra making their second appearance this evening on Rapidly Rotating Records. This time with Wes Vaughn taking the vocal on Any Corner is a Cozy Corner, parens with a sweet little girl like you, close parens. Any Corner is a Cozy Corner was written by Charles O'Flynn and Max Rich. O'Flynn is best known for Smile, Darnya, Smile, and Who Threw Confetti in Angelo's Spaghetti. In addition to accompanying vaudeville performers, managing and music publishing, Max Rich composed My Bluebird Was Caught in the Rain and also wrote for films. Before Ted Weems, it was Isham Jones and his orchestra with a Roy Turk, J. Fred Coots collaboration, Always in My Heart, Perrins Forever on My Mind, close Perrins. Eddie Stone was the vocalist on that recording from May 16, 1932. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, and here's Clarence Williams.
Thank you.
Wrapping up this parenthetic set of songs on Rapidly Rotating Records, we heard Breeze, Perrins, Blow My Baby Back to Me, close Perrins. Clarence Williams and his orchestra from August 18, 1933, with Clarence Williams taking the vocal and Floyd Casey on the very prominent washboard. Then it was Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra with Belle Mann vocalizing on Bye Bye for Baby, Perrins or Baby Will Bye Bye You, close Perrins. Bye Bye for Baby, written by Irving Caesar and Joseph Meyer and recorded on October 15, 1928. In the band, Jack Teagarden and Benny Goodman. Rapidly Rotating Records being available streaming online, it could be lunchtime or dinner time where you are right now, but we're going to have breakfast when we return right after this. Last week, on April 11th in 1986, Kellogg's of Battle Creek, Michigan stopped its 80-year tradition of conducting tours of its breakfast food plant. Their stated reason for stopping the tours was that they feared competing cereal manufacturers were sending spies in amongst the tourists and stealing their trade secrets. Well, you may not be able to tour the Kellogg's breakfast cereal plant, but here's a quick tour of some of the breakfast songs on the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist.
High at the breakfast ball. Oh, the rhythm is hot and the coffee is nice, but you're on the spot. Oh, you'll find Mr. Satan always in the corner waiting to a hidey high and a trumpet call. Harlem's riding high. Oh, raising Hades, Hades at the breakfast ball.
The smart set when they get their heart set on gold, low down, they like to disguise it. They don't advertise it at all. And late in the night when the moon's fading light is about to go down, they steal away where the brown shadows play on the wall. Society sits and dies at the Ritz when they get to feeling right. Always have their breakfast in Harlem. In all the hotels, the swellest of swells are saving their appetite for a little breakfast in Harlem. When good church neighbors to their labors awaken, then high societies mix in rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have their breakfast in Harlem. Church neighbors to their labors awaken, then high society's mixing rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have the breakfast in Harlem. Breakfast in Harlem. Thank you.
I love the xylophone on that record. Some breakfast songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, and March 20th, 1934, and Breakfast Ball. Trumpeter Cy Oliver was also arranger and vocalist on that tune. Then it was Buck Washington on piano and John Bubbles Sublett in London on October 5th, 1936, and Breakfast in Harlem. And we finished up with Arthur Fields and Can You Fry an Egg? Arthur Fields was born Abe Finkelstein on August 6, 1888. A professional singer by age 11, at 17 he was touring with the Guy Brothers Minstrel Show. He composed music as well as writing lyrics, and his most popular song was Abba Dabba Honeymoon, with the music by Walter Donovan. He began recording in 1914 and continued into the 1940s. In 1946, he moved to Florida, where he had his own radio program on WKAT. Arthur Fields suffered a stroke on March 11, 1953, and died on March 29th. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend the past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com to sign up for the weekly playlist by email. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison thanking you for your very kind attention.